It's just getting light. I've woken up and it's all warm and beddy here. It's just, you know, when you wish you had a small child with you and you could just feel their warm skin and their little breaths. But I haven't. Never mind. Mine's just a stroppy teenager now. I'm just wondering if you can hear me. I've just checked and yeah, I think you can. I'm still in my friend Vicky's house. I'm having a lovely time. I always have a good time with Vicky. It's a really nice house. It's sort of large, early Georgian, very solid, nice banisters and nice tiled floors, and there's stuff everywhere. It's a family full of boys, which I particularly like. Three boys. My youngest, he's 30, and he's still got enough sort of child about him to be indulged. When I first met him, I think it was about 3 years ago, and he came to my house, and he was a little bit cross because his mum wouldn't let him have a hamster. The last one had died, so I slipped him a tenner. And he went out and got a new hamster. Vicky didn't really mind, I don't think. But then the tables turned. And next time I came to stay here, the hamster slept under my bed. The strange bed, which was very strange. Because the hamster was evil. I know, and he made all the hamsterous noises in the middle of the night, you know, doing what they do in their wheels and running around their cages, because it's not a cage, is it? They have those homes with lots of tubes and things like that, all funky colours. And this hamster, it really was evil, and when you'd looked at it, it had those horrible red hamster eyes, as some have. Anyway, I couldn't sleep, and in the end, not long after that, they had to give the evil hamster away. I can't remember what actually made it that evil, but I'm assured it was. Vicky was asking me, did I want to go and visit this hamster when I came this time? Part of me wants to. Isn't it funny? I'd rather go and visit the evil hamster than another National Trust house. Thanks for listening to me. I'm going to go home today. Take good care. See you early morning mass. Well, I would.